Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Gene, theme song. All right, I can accept that. I think that was anything you better than you came up with. Hey, Peter.
Sure.
Yeah, just for sure. This is episode 2 of the Podcast-tastic podcast. We are back with the vengeance, and hopefully with a little bit more regular schedule. Things got a little bit hectic last semester, so that's why you didn't see us ever again. I apologize to the 2 fans, I'm sure, that listened to it. So, yeah, myself and Peter. I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Matt. I'm the one who's responsible for all this. Joining me is Peter.
Hello, I'm Peter.
And Gene.
I'm Gene. I wear a penguin hat.
She does wear a penguin
hat. She does have a penguin hat on.
Visual jokes. It's a great start to the podcast.
Yes.
As you all can see, I'm sure.
Yes. So, you already know me and what I do. Let's talk to this new character over here. Peter. Why are you here?
You told me to be here.
Okay. I did tell you to be here. Why don't you explain your role into this whole...
I also thought I was getting paid, which is apparently not the case.
I don't have money. I don't understand where you think this is... this imaginary income is going to come from.
I thought this was a business. Okay.
This is a business. It's just a non-profit business right now. When we have product, and we will have product too. Remember that. We will have product. At fair prices.
That's debatable.
Yeah. So, Peter, you want to go ahead and tell us, how you got involved in this whole Guinness World Record attempt?
Well, we were sitting around talking about the Game Informer Guinness World Record. It was Paxton and I joking around. I told him he should go for one, and he seriously started considering it. And I told him he should seriously go for it, because it'd be really funny. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Peter is a person who is up for anything.
As long as I'm not doing it.
Yeah, as long as he's not doing it, he's up for anything. Like, I could say something like, yeah, I'm going to go cliff dive. And you'd be like, yeah, you should go cliff dive.
Not me, because I'm not going to go cliff dive.
Yeah, Peter's just going to sit at home and watch people cliff dive.
No, I'm going to sit there and watch you cliff dive and then laugh.
Yeah.
Something terrible goes wrong.
That's terrible, man.
I know, it is pretty terrible.
All right, let's move over to our other side here and introduce Gene. Gene.
Yay.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
So, you want to explain your role in all this?
Sure. I think I'm the artist / historian, right? Is that the right thing?
I don't know about historian. We don't have a history, so...
I didn't know. There was so much talk going on, and Will's like, take pictures, and I was like, what do I take pictures of? I'm so confused.
I'm gonna vote her as a historian right now.
I second that. Gene, you're not the historian?
Yes! Alright, so that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, and she designed our awesome Room 310 Productions logo.
Yay.
We have a shirt of that. It's not quite available right now, but as maybe we get some demand, we will have a shirt ready for you. It's a beautiful shirt. Gene worked very hard on it.
Only $50.
Only $50. No, we'll set a fair price for it.
$50.
Beer, not $50. we're not sure where we're going to put the profits of the shirts. We might put it towards the company. We might put it towards Gene. We might put it towards our charity, Child's Play Charity. Well, not our charity. The charity we're working with is Child's Play Charity. That was a charity organization started by Penny Arcade. And they donate books, toys, movies, games to children's hospitals around the world. It's a very good cause. And we will be raising money for them throughout this semester, leading up to our Guinness World Record attempts. So we're going to continue this on. We're going to talk about, since we're doing we're doing 2 video game related Guinness World Records, we're going to go ahead and talk about, our history about video games. So I'm going to start with Peter again. Go ahead. What's your history?
What am I explaining?
I don't know how you got started in video games and stuff like that.
Well, I first started playing when my brother had his N64 and actually brought it. And a Super NES and brought it over. So that's where I got started playing. The first game I actually ever played was Super Mario 64. So, and then Zelda, Legend of Zelda, I think, was the second one. Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
So, that's how I got started, and now I just love them. Uh-huh. It's what I do as a hobby, so.
That's actually
keeps me from going insane.
I thought you wanted to start it much earlier.
Mm-mm. Believe it or not, no.
Okay. Gene, let's hear you.
I know, it is surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I was little, my uncle gave us an NES, and so my brother and I played it, mostly my brother, but I tried to play it. I mean, I was really young, like 4, so I don't know. Maybe I just didn't have the skills, obviously. So yeah, I played some of those games awfully, and I still play awfully at games now.
You're not actually too bad at Smash Brothers.
I played that a lot, but still need, you know.
I mean, Paxton, you're godly good at Smash Brothers.
I am not godly good.
You kill every one of us, even Brandon.
Even Brandon. We'll have him on the podcast too, so you can share his side of the story there.
It's destroyed. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
I guess it's worse if you don't put any effort into it either.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into tournaments or anything like that, though, if that's what you're going to go for.
No, I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying it's ridiculous how good you are.
It's just fun, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and talk about my history real quick.
Oh, also, I've went back and beat all the classics, so I have played, like, NES games, Super NES games.
Oh, yeah, I guess we should go over that.
So, yeah.
I'm actually a little bit more involved in video games than, like, these two are. Not to say you guys don't have commitment or anything like that. That actually sounded really bad when I said
we have absolutely no commitment.
I mean, I really like video games. I don't know what you're talking about, not involved in video games.
Because
who's the one who has a 360 and a PS3 and who only has a Wii there, Paxton?
This rich white guy over here, that's you. my history of video games, like my earliest memories, I'm still playing video games, so I don't know exactly when I started.
Oh, so you should say you have a deeper background?
Deeper history, I guess, with video games.
It's a more accurate thing, like, what you're trying to say.
My earliest memories were like Super Mario Brothers 2 and 3 and pouring just hours upon hours into those. And just having a lot of fun. I think I learned all the nooks and crannies there. I grew up with Nintendo all the way through. You know, I've got every one of their main console systems, except for Virtual Boy. I did not get that. I wanted to play that when I was a kid, but...
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
You want to know.
It was Nintendo's first attempt at 3D console gaming.
15 minutes would give you a headache.
Yeah, what it really was like...
a bunch of red lines.
Yeah, it was a series of red lines and, like, these goggles like this.
Uh-huh.
And it just
in case you're all wondering what he's doing when he says this, he's putting his hands around his eyes.
Yes. Visual jokes. Hey, look at that crazy shirt.
Oh, man.
None of us are wearing a crazy shirt.
Yeah.
But, though I'm attempting to get us...
Or are we?
Or are we? I'm actually wearing a short shirt for Child's Play Charity.
Yeah, he was going to take it off, but that didn't happen.
I was not going to take it off.
We had to stop him from doing that, as none of us wanted to see that.
These are a series of lies.
How do they know if they're lies or not? They were here. These are all truths, people.
No, see, I'm actually hooked up to a polygraph test right now.
And that is a lie.
It would be going off right now. They're all actually hooked up to polygraph tests.
So that's also another lie.
You're going to be hearing some beeping if, like, people are lying. So just keep that in mind as we stumble our way through this second episode here. But,
stumbling.
But yeah, I pretty much grew up with Nintendo. I mean, I played the other systems, you know. Peter's got Xbox.
You played 360 when you were with me.
Yeah, 360 and PlayStation 3, and I appreciate a lot of the games
on
there.
Yeah, you have played PS3.
I follow Game Informer pretty avidly, even though I don't have a subscription or anything like that.
I have a subscription.
Yeah, he has a subscription. See, that's what I'm talking about with all the money, yeah.
I used to actually get it. It's weird.
Yeah. And, I think what this comes down to is I love Game Informer so much that I am willing to steal records away from them.
And you have it on record now, people.
Exactly. Oh, I must bring up another thing. In the last podcast, we talked about Will's record. Unfortunately, he couldn't join us on this podcast. His record was going to be playing Crash Bandicoot. We've actually gone through a series of changes right now, and he's going to try to do the longest platforming record. He was looking at Super Mario World, and we finally convinced him that he cannot play that for 50 hours. He was going to move on to Little Big Planet. But he's also thinking about breaking the longest video games marathon playing an RPG.
That would be easy.
And funnily enough, that is another record that Game Informer holds. It's Brian Bore's record. And I believe that's 42 hours and 30 minutes, I think, something like that.
I thought it was more.
So, looks like Game Informer stands to lose two records now instead of the aforementioned one.
If you guys beat them.
We will beat them. And if any of you at GI are listening to this, your record's going down. Especially yours, Dan. Your record's going down. And, I think that was the gauntlet's been thrown down. But also, you know, if you want to call in during the record of time, I'd totally love to get in contact with you and all that. Same with Brian Bohr. Anybody else got anything to add? We've got like 10 minutes into this.
Really?
Yep.
10 minutes is pretty good.
10 minutes is pretty good. But I think people demand more of us.
What?
Really?
Yes.
What people?
The people. You know the people. the myriad of people.
Okay.
We never actually talked about what you guys are going to be doing while Will and I are subjected.
I will be sitting there watching him for part of it.
Yeah, Peter's actually acting as our psychologist, and he will be checking in for our mental faculties
every once in a while. Does that get paid?
Yes, that gets paid.
Thank you.
It gets paid, strangely enough.
I'm down with that then. I'm fine with that.
All right, yeah, making sure we're still going, we're still kind of sane. It's like, if we go down...
I will laugh first, and then...
You have to make the official...
Probably call. Laugh more.
You're also going to be pulling double duties as an actual medic here.
I have no medical training, so this could be interesting.
Jean will be second word on that.
Yes.
She takes death very seriously.
I do! That's right. I think about death a lot.
Here's what happens.
That's a little,
But it's like weird ways. It's not like, death is toasty. It's like...
It's like, that's her catchphrase, by the way. Not death is toasty, but toasty.
Toasty.
Look for the shirt, death is toasty, on a new store.
That'll be $60.
That'll be $60.
I just get worried that people die and they're not really dead.
And this is how worried she gets. If you don't contact her within, I'm going with an hour of like her messaging you in some way, her first thought is, oh my God, they're dead.
No, I actually have to be in your presence.
Okay.
Yeah, like.
No, because remember I said, hey, you remember the news? Did you hear about, you know, this person?
Oh, and
you
yes.
What happened? I thought they died.
Okay. Well, you just sounded so serious.
I have very serious text messages.
Very much so.
Very few emoticons.
But it's funny because I didn't answer right away. You know, I was like, I have other business to attend to. And that business was giving someone else a cupcake.
Oh, that's true.
So
your life is more important than
she goes straight to death, but death's not on her high on the priority list. Yeah, he could be on the side of the road right now, but
if there's a cupcake,
there's a cupcake.
I have to give my friend a cupcake. Yes, it was important for me to be happy at that moment.
I mean, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Cupcakes were served. People are still alive.
Yes. Anyways, I'm gonna be here watching the boys play video games. Maybe I'll take pictures since I'm the historian.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did vote that in.
And I'm also very good at making ramen. So if y'all want ramen or, you know, college food, I can make that. And I can make weird comments about things and scream and get scared for you because video games also scare me. And I'm like, yikes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like horror? Like survival horror video game?
No, exactly how, like, I would play, like, a platforming game. Where it's just,
so you'd make, like, noise.
Close calls, and I
like,
was just,
we were
like,
playing
make
Super
yells.
Mario, and the guy was he was barfing up that ball, and then he was throwing it at us, and I'm like, I don't like this! And I freak out.
Okay, I get it.
She legitimately yells, too. It's not like, you're like, ah! Like, she's like, ah!
So during like stressful platforming events,
yes,
freaks out.
Anything,
just like you.
Yeah,
I'm scared. I played Resident Evil once and I freaked out. I didn't want to play.
See, that's why I think you should go for a record because I think you're the kind of entertainment people are looking for.
The kind of entertainment.
You might want a video recorded
too. Oh, it's all gonna be video recorded. It's all gonna be live streamed.
So we're going to be the audience, right? Because you have to have an audience.
Yeah.
Part of the audience.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to be the audience.
Joy. Joy of joys.
It's going to be a good time. So be sure to look out for Jean and her infamous penguin hat, and Peter and his...
I don't have a signature.
Peter, you don't have a signature. Like, you need a signature look.
I have a beard most of the time. Does that count?
You need to carry around a picture of, like, Carl Rogers or, like, Carl Adler Rogers. Or something like that.
No, I'm okay.
You need something to distinguish yourself as a psychologist. Stethoscope?
I could just carry on the DSM.
DSM? There you go, the DSM-4.
It's pretty big and heavy. So, it could be used as a weapon.
So look for Gene and her penguin head, and look for Peter and his DSM-4
yes.
TR.
TR, revised edition.
During the live stream. It's a very achievable goal. Hopefully.
50 hours is a very achievable goal.
50 hours is
probably.
Very achievable.
Actually, you could probably do it.
I could do it. I think, you know, you gotta plan it well enough.
You might be mentally scarred afterwards, but that's okay.
No. Yes. Mental scar. I've already got all the mental scars from college life already. Doesn't get any worse than that. But I hope everybody enjoyed listening to this episode. Or if not everybody, at least some people. Or at least one person.
Just
the rest of you guys, you know what? Forget you. That's all I'm saying, okay?
He's saying he doesn't need you is what it is.
I don't need you or your filthy money.
Actually, he would like your money. $50.
I love your filthy money. Give me filthy. hopefully this will be the first of, not many, but, you know, a few. We should have
more this semester.
Yeah. We should get more guests in here.
I'll come back and be a guest, maybe.
Hopefully we can have some very special people from our sponsor. That would be a surprise till later, though.
Who's your sponsor?
Our sponsor? I guess we could talk about it. Our sponsor is actually GameStop.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah, okay, I remember that.
They're not sponsoring
us. Are they giving you money?
No, they're not sponsoring us financially. But they will be giving us games and game systems to work with.
Games.
And
now, do you get to keep them afterwards?
No, I don't think so.
I guess that's fair.
And hopefully we can be working on some cool stuff with GameStop. And I think the best part of this, working with GameStop, is, I mean, it's cool that they're helping us. But I just like the idea that we're using the company that Game Informer works for to defeat their own world records.
That is kind of ironic.
There's just something really delicious about that I can't place my finger on.
Can you taste it?
Can I taste it? I can taste victory.
I was just wondering what irony tasted like.
I know what irony tastes like.
Oh.
It tastes like a Stephen King novel, strangely enough.
Weird. I'm reading a Stephen King novel.
It's full of it. And it's not even like sitcom irony where it's like ironic, they bought a monkey.
They bought a monkey. That's the first thing that comes to mind for sitcom irony for you.
Yeah, there's like a small monkey or something like that, I'm sure. It's more like it's ironic because those are the last thoughts before he was brutally killed somewhere.
Oh, wow.
That's just how Stephen King is. That's the thing about Stephen King. That's what I like about him.
I've never read
it. It's just like people's humors come back to them. And that nobody's safe. Those are the two biggest things about Stephen King novels.
I've never read them.
Because Pet Sematary, I think it starts out in the first 30 pages. Some kid just dies.
Wow.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Because he's like horror fiction.
He's horror fiction. But like, you know, either the kid's already dead in some horror, or like he gets saved in the end or something like that. This one, no, he just straight up murders kids.
Wow. Yeah.
I think 20 minutes is enough here.
If you all want more, well, you just gotta buy shirts.
You have to buy our shirts to sponsor us. So, we hope you guys have a good one, and we'll be announcing the next podcast ahead of time. We don't have a regular schedule right now, so we've found out the follies of doing that last semester. So, we'll be announcing like when we're doing a podcast, and so be on the lookout for that. Alright, have a good one.
Toasty.
Toasty.